broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Okay, here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
How can I be host and you be co-host?
I don't know.
That don't make any sense.
You're the main dog.
Where's Chuck at? Neil.
Not sure. I didn't
know. We gotta redo that. People are talking.
Okay, so what people are talking. Nobody said talking. A word ever.
Bull crap.
Nobody's ever heard it.
Nobody's ever said a thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so people. So what do you think it should say?
Here is your hostesses.
Hostesses. Okay.
Hostesses.
Mm-hmm. Might as well just say princesses.
Here's what we got.
What we got tonight, bud?
We got the main man here.
Main dog's back, isn't he?
We missed him.
Yeah.
Reese.
Board's running good now.
Yep. Reese.
Reese Bob.
You talking to us or not? You never talked to us when you worked here before.
Nope.
Are you texting your girlfriend?
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.
You got to break up?
Nope.
Is it over?
No.
No, definitely not.
Nope.
Might be.
I don't think so.
Welcome to Sports Talk. 8:10. This is just getting ridiculous. Although, that lady was good.
She was good.
Yeah. Everybody voted for that.
Yep. That's a no-doubter.
That vote should
no-brainer.
Be, that vote should be like 99% to 1%.
Yeah. I don't even know if you can get one.
Yep. Well, you're probably right.
Somebody miss it. Somebody screw up. But right.
County cover-up guy isn't in Mercer County, so he can't vote Mercer County. So I'd be the one that would.
But, I mean, that thing will go like 65-35. There'll be a lot of people voting.
It'll probably be 75-25. Sure, but yeah, sorry. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm plenty. Just saying.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm with you.
People vote no on everything.
Yep.
Anything has
Jonas Foot always votes no.
No.
Really?
Vote no. Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee on Wednesday night, 8:12. A little dreary outside. We got some rain coming in.
And, it is.
But we got a big show tonight. We got the WOW committee members in here. And that's a committee.
This thing's going to be neat.
It is. It is going to be
got
awesome.
A chance of being awesome.
And it's kind of got a little buzz going. You know, there's a little buzz about this thing. And we are here with Mr. Jonas Foot, who is the president of the school or booster club, or what are you, Jonas?
No, I'm just a working ant.
Jake Garkey. Jake, what are you?
I'm the vice president.
Who's the president?
Cole Wendell.
Where's he at? He's out.
I know he's probably
took a break.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for coming up and talking to us about the WOW and first of all, I'll tell you what, let's take a break. Let's get a commercial in. We'll come back. And we'll break down what the WOW is and what everybody's talking about. And
what we got
sponsor
going on.
Wayne Street Market for supplying us with the meat and cheese trays. And always our sponsor on Sports Talk with Bubba and Phoebe. We'll be right back. Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Our Ohio winters can be brutal, and keeping your home at an even comfortable temperature can be a challenge. But not for the company that's responsible for heating and cooling some of the largest buildings and industrial complexes in the world. Trane. At Reasoner Energy, we are a certified Trane dealer. Trane can deliver a tough, real-world tested solution for any heating problem, even in Ohio. Trane high-efficiency dual-fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95. Or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Fort Recovery Boys basketball team is sponsoring a night at the races on Saturday, November 24th at the Legion. It's $20 to get into the event, and it'll be a fun-filled night with 12 horse races throughout the evening. Doors open at 6, with the first race at 7. There'll be food and drinks available, you can bet on the races, and you can actually own a horse for only $20, and you get to name your horse, or buy several horses. You can get the forms for buying a horse from any of the boys' high school players, or from Kate Judy, Teresa Leonards, or Gail Judy. Be sure to return your purchase forms in plenty of time before the horses are all sold. So come up with some clever horse names and buy your horses now before they're all gone. Name them after your kids. Name them after your favorite vacation place. Give them names with clever puns. Just keep it clean. Make your plans now to join the party. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll help out our boys' basketball team. The night at the races, Saturday evening, November 24th at the Legion.
A night at the races. They was up here last week, Kate and Treason.
Yeah.
And filled us in on a big night there.
Then he went to Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Yeah.
I seen him on Snapchat.
Unbelievable. Sucked. Didn't take us with him either.
Mm-mm. I don't like him. Don't like him at all.
Nope.
We are joined tonight by Jake Garkey and Jonas Foote, and they are on the committee of the WOW. And this thing just kind of come out of nowhere for the Fort Recovery, like for the everyday person. But I think these guys have been working on this for quite some time, because if you look at what they're doing and what they're giving away and the commitment that they've made, it's pretty incredible.
Pretty big.
Yeah.
Pretty big.
And I don't know if I've ever seen anything like this before in this area. Now you guys can fill us in a little bit about when did this start in the works, and who's the brainchild here?
I think the
brainchild is the break room at J&M, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't that kind of where you and Jim Toby and a bunch of your coworkers thinking it could go here in Fort Recovery? Mm-hmm. And then we were looking for a fundraiser to kind of kick the athletic boosters over the top on our new high school baseball diamond, and this seemed to be a good fit.
So you guys got together, you took it to the booster club, and you said, let's now, is there a WOW? Is there something that you guys seen that does this? Or how did kind of this come about?
Yeah, they have a couple of these in Southern Ohio where they give away virtually these prizes. Some of them are a lot bigger, obviously. But hopefully just a shakedown version for in 10 years. I mean, I'm hoping to get this as big as everywhere else, so.
That'd be awesome.
We'll see.
So you guys do a lot of hunting down south, I'm taking it, and then that's where you've seen this thing? Or
I don't, but I mean, you can go on the internet and find some of these places.
Yeah.
And they're actually, Dick Deuce is the one that showed me. Deer Asik is one of them that does this, and you know, that's a $200 ticket, but they give away some big prizes. So, but
so, now these guys, if I remember right, did somebody win the 50-50 from around here?
Dick Deuce and Turk Kaiser, I believe.
Yeah.
It was the Thursday night one. It was only like, if I'm remembering correctly, like 14 grand.
Only 14 grand. Not too bad.
If I remember correctly, don't quote me.
Yeah.
But the Saturday 50-50s, they go up to what? I mean,
128, I think, was last year.
$128,000.
Take home.
That's classic.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So if you like to get in on raffle tickets and you know, playing the odds type of thing, these are pretty good events to go to, I guess.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So you guys put this together, and when you looked at it, was there some different size versions that you guys looked at, and then this is the one you come up with? Because the prizes in this thing is absolutely incredible.
Yeah. There's you get on some of these and they're giving away trucks, cars, boats, the whole bit. And obviously we got to scale it to what we think we can do. So we sat down and we argued for a while about how many tickets we could sell and for how much. And I mean, $100, yeah, it's a lot of money, but I don't think it gets anybody out of the realm.
No.
Doesn't catch them off guard that much. Yeah, you might have to save a week or two to get the extra, but it gives everybody a chance to get in. It did, you know.
So we start now? We're selling them now? Or?
Oh, yeah. We got quite a few.
We're out about already. Okay.
So if you're wanting a ticket, I wouldn't hesitate to get one. I don't.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So I see now where if you retweet, you're going to have a drawing in November. Now, is that your guys' second, or is that just how these things ran? Because that thing got retweeted a bunch of times. And what a great word of mouth. What a great using the social media aspect of it.
Yeah, or we've got a Twitter following, and then we've got a Facebook page as well on WoW Raffle. And so, yeah, you like us on Twitter, retweet that pinned tweet, and you can win yourself a ticket on, I think we'll draw that on Thanksgiving Day. And we're planning probably to do the same thing with our Facebook followers too. So, yeah, word of mouth is, that's the cheapest way to advertise, obviously. We want to make sure we hit the local communities, local areas up first before we start advertising farther out of the area to make sure we get all the tickets sold. So.
We just want to sell tickets.
I'll say I have one ticket sold in Wisconsin already.
So. That a boy.
Is that right?
We'll take it.
I can sell you another one here pretty quick.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I got a niece that's up there. I'm sure she'll buy one. No, it looks like, like Bob said, the prizes are tremendous. So this thing, it's a Friday, Saturday deal, right?
Technically, you can start camping already Thursday at 5 or 6 o'clock. I think we're going to start parking campers. So,
okay.
It could be a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but we're going to have Erasmus up there on Friday night and beer and food for sale, drinks for sale. And then Saturday, 11 o'clock, and then the gates will open. We start giving prizes away at noon all the way up to 7, and then a 50-50. Which is hopefully 128,000 take home.
There you go.
And then Salt Creek to end the night. So,
this baby at 12 o'clock. It looks like every 5 minutes we're giving away something pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you got to see these tickets. This is pretty cool. This is going to be some neat stuff.
A ticket right here? This full pay. This is a ticket.
That is a ticket.
Yep. So I am holding a sheet of paper here, boys, and these things are impressive looking. And if the 23rd of August is the first day, and you have a live entertainment on Friday, you can come camp the whole weekend, right?
Thursday, Friday,
but
Saturday.
But you can't bring your dogs in the campground.
You can bring your dogs to the campground. You can't bring them into the event.
No pets
in the event.
It's good thinking. And Salt Creek, that's going to bring a huge crowd right there. I think this thing's got a shot.
It's pretty good planning here, boys, I think.
Well, and where else can you have that kind of entertainment for essentially 3.5 days and for $100 for two people?
Yeah.
So the first big prize, now this 1,000cc Polaris Ranger crew, is that a Ranger?
Yep.
That's the first prize you're giving away.
First prize.
Starter off with a bang.
We're going to go big time.
That is big. That's going to start.
Then we're giving away a bunch of guns so somebody gets shot, which is perfect because that gives us. And then we have 2,000 cash and 2,500 cash and 3,000 cash. Oh, 5,000 cash.
This keeps getting better and better.
5,000. This thing is incredible. And then the top prize, 25 grand, we sell all the tickets. Now, let's Debbie Downer this thing. Okay, let's say we sell 1,500 tickets. The rest of the tickets are the WOW committee, correct?
Well, it's in the rules. We've got to sell 2,250 tickets to make this thing a go, period. If we don't sell that, everybody that bought a ticket gets their money back.
Get their money back.
But 2,250 tickets, every prize on there will be given away. So
2,250 tickets, we don't make crap.
Well,
we just pay for everything.
We assume the rest of the tickets, so hopefully we win one.
Okay, there you go.
That's kind of the player in your odds. Just sell all the tickets, or people just buy all the tickets. We ain't
going to worry about it. That'd be perfect.
No, that's exactly right.
They have all the case things on there, and then they got Easy Go golf cart. They got a Kubota mower, Polaris, another Ranger. Polaris Youth Ranger.
This is going to take a lot of people to pull this baby off. So how many people are selling
tickets?
Yeah.
There's the nine of us that are kind of on this committee. And then
And we've got tickets at Wengler Ace here in Fort Recovery, Wayne Oil, J&M. You can walk in the office and buy tickets there. Holman's Gun Shop, Riverside Firearms up on the corner of Wabash Road and 219. Tin Snips, Buckeye Clipper over in Coldwater. Faller Mechanical. Barbershop on Main in St. Henry.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And with our website, wowraffle.com, you can buy your ticket directly there and we'll mail it to you. So,
and you can probably just put it on a credit card, probably.
Put it on a credit card and, yep, up to five at a time on a credit card and we'll mail them to you.
And you know what? This actually would be a pretty cool Christmas present.
Fantastic Christmas present. Yeah. If you're a boss and looking for something neat for your employees or just looking for something to do for your siblings or parents, you know, they're hard to buy for.
Yeah.
Give them a chance at $25,000.
I like it. Let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more to the WOW committee. And then we're going to talk about the Indians football season.
Yep.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor Sales has compact tractors that are rugged, reliable, smooth, and smart. They're the new Workmaster compact tractors from New Holland. They tackle your tough chores from loading and mowing to rotary cutting and clearing snow. Plus, you get smooth, comfortable operation and great visibility. Best of all, Workmaster tractors go easy on your wallet, making them a very smart choice indeed. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today to see with the Workmaster compact tractors from New Holland.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery. Season tickets for the basketball season are being sold in the high school office from 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. on days that school is in session. Last year's boys' season ticket holders will have until Wednesday, November 21st to get their reserve seat season tickets. After Monday, November 26th, anyone not having a reserve seat or wanting a different seat for the boys' games can go to the high school office and see what seats are available for purchase. Season tickets for the boys' home games are $55 for reserve seat for adults, and student season tickets are $35. If children sit in the reserve seat area, they must also have a reserve seat season ticket. And if you're 65 or older, they offer a senior citizen's annual all-sports pass for only $25. That's good for both boys and girls' home junior high and high school games, but this does not include a reserve seat for the boys' home varsity games. Season tickets for the girls' home games are the same as for the boys, except there will be no reserve seats, $55 for adults and $35 for students. For the junior high basketball games, they're selling a winter sports pass that's good for all girls' and boys' home basketball games and are only $25 for adults and $10 for students. Basketball season is coming, so get to the high school office now to get your basketball season tickets.
Season. What happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
All of a sudden, it just went dead. He was in a commercial, and it just
all good.
It got finished.
No.
Well.
It was halfway through.
Well, I don't think so.
Breaking news.
What do you got?
Barbara Streisand says if the Democrats don't win House or Senate, she's going to Canada.
Adios.
Her and Neil.
I'm not going to Canada.
Huh?
Win or lose, I'm not going to Canada.
But does she think people care?
We don't care.
Some people care.
No.
People who need people care.
People.
Does she sing that?
Yes.
Well, I'll be dead. That's a good one.
I don't believe she does.
Well, pretty sure.
Huh?
I'll guarantee she did.
Really?
Yeah.
She sung a karaoke drunk one night.
How about Susan Manchester? She win or she running again?
She's running now that she's a Republican.
Who's she running against?
I can't remember the guy's name.
She gonna win?
She's a Republican in our district, so yes.
You like her chances?
I like her chances.
I'm still ain't happy with the governor. Vote. There's nobody to vote for.
Still nothing?
Nope. I'm out. Next Tuesday is a vote.
Abstain.
Huh?
You're abstaining?
No, I'm voting, but I'm not happy with either candidate.
Not happy with the candidate.
Neil, this is going to cost you like $5,000.
As long as I don't play it more than 10 seconds. 50, 20, I think. It's Barb's.
Babs.
Babs.
Yep. Babs. Song sucks.
But great song.
It would sound better in Canada.
It would.
Yeah. There in Canada.
Right. That's exactly right. See you later, Barb. We're back here. Jonas Foote, Jake Garkey, Harold Feely, myself, and a cast of thousands in the studio. A big crew. Jonas' son's here.
Yeah.
Eating all the food.
Not all of it.
Me and him's putting down. Me and him's doing a good job now.
The race.
We're knocking each other's fist off trying to get to the cheese tray. So we're back here talking with Jonas and Jake about this big wow thing coming up in August of next year. And we're trying to sell 3,000 tickets, folks, with some unbelievable prizes. And it's a great fundraiser to kick off. Basically, you know, we're trying to build a baseball facility.
Field. Yep.
And we need some money. And this is a great way to raise money.
Get her started.
And what a kickstart. And exactly what Jake said. You know, we want to kickstart this endeavor that we're going through. And these guys here are getting the ball rolling right now. And there is an early bird. You guys want to talk a little bit about the early bird?
The early bird is April 1st. If you buy a ticket before April 1st, you'll be eligible for 10 more guns that are, we have, I don't even think we picked them out yet, but they're going to be good guns.
From $400 MSRP on them.
Yeah, so. It's pretty decent guns.
What's that mean?
Manufacturer's suggested retail price.
MSRP.
Yes, sir.
$400.
$400.
I've never shot a gun in my life. BB gun.
Okay. BB gun.
Thank you for that.
Never shot a gun.
Well, you appreciate that.
Huh?
Nothing.
Never done nothing.
Nope.
Scared of them.
A little scared of them.
I'm the only guy in Fort Carver's never shot a gun.
You might be the only guy in Fort Carver's.
I've never not bought a gun raffle. I buy a ticket every time.
Never
want a damn gun.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, I'm winning a gun here.
You're getting a gun out of this.
Yeah, everybody's wanting the big money. I want me a revolver.
Well, that probably won't do any good. There's a background check.
There is?
You're done.
Oh, my goodness. So we're talking about this wow, and if you guys have any questions or if you want to get a hold of somebody, there is a website. It is.
Yeah, it's wowraffle.com, www.raffle.com, and tried to keep that simple so everybody could remember it. We also have a presence on Facebook and Twitter as well. So,
what do you think?
If you're going to get out there, I think it's going to be awesome.
Neil, we're talking about 10 tickets right now.
Not right now, but probably but between now and then, I probably will. Yeah.
Neil, 10 chances at a gun.
I said between now and then. I'm not buying them all right now.
If you get it before April 1st, it's 10 chances at like 62 guns.
I'll probably only have five or six by then.
62 guns.
Ain't bad.
I think.
I don't really need
any guns. I better recount, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Neil, do you own a gun?
I have one that belonged to my father, yes.
Is there a gun in this building right now?
No.
You think we should have some protection?
No. No.
Huh?
What are they going to take? I'll give them whatever. Somebody comes in here, what am I going to give them? The $12 in my pocket.
Walk in this door right now.
Yeah, and I'll give them the $12 I have. What the heck?
You got a lot more than that.
Not today, I don't.
Bull crap. Fancy's loaded.
Well, I'm not allowed to tell you that the basement's filled with $100
bills. $100
bills.
Cha-ching. I knew this thing was taking
off. Hope it doesn't flood.
Nope, no floods up here.
So Jonas and Jake, you guys... in the committee of, you say, nine or ten guys or whatever it is. So let's talk a little bit about the baseball field and the complex that we're trying to get. I hear rumblings, okay? Now, the rumblings are that not everybody's in on moving this thing to the school. Is there any truth to that stuff? Have you guys heard anything?
No, we've been allowed to go forward by the school board. We're in the fundraising process. We've had several businesses within the town come forward with very large donations already for naming rights of certain parts of the field. Right now, we're getting with the architects to get our official site plans and everything done. If the rest of the fundraising activities we've got planned go well, hopefully we're breaking ground next spring.
Really?
Through the summer. Yep.
That's tremendous.
So
what's a ballpark this thing going to cost us?
That's a hard one. Yeah, I mean, after the site plan, but everybody's kind of banking between that $400,000 and $600,000 range.
Yeah.
Is the building we've got designed, the concessions, restroom, press box. It's going to be a fantastic multi-use building. They'll cover both fields, the softball diamond and the baseball diamond. Yeah. Training area with two batting tunnels and some pitching lanes. The seating, it's just going to be the premier facility in the MAC when it's done.
Yeah, so that'd be awesome. Is this committee the Booster Club too? Are we one, or is there a difference?
This committee became the Booster Club. Okay. I think they saw the new blood and the effort and the guys that had Greg Schmitz and Ken Shane, who'd done a fantastic job with the Booster Club for so many years, saw the opportunity for them to kind of retire with the SAC being done and paid for, and they could leave with clear, not owing anybody anything, and just did a fantastic job. And it was time, we had the opportunity. So several of the group out of the Baseball Diamond Club became officers for the Booster Club, and away we went. I mean, we ran the football concessions this fall. Was our first big endeavor into finding out what Greg and Ken had done for so many years, and they had to put everything into it because it was a lot of work for guys.
I was going to say, they put a lot of time in there, too. And hats off to you guys for stepping up. I mean, it was time that we needed. We needed some young blood to get in there and get going. And my advice is, don't be afraid to ask people to do stuff. You know, a lot of times I felt like Greg and Shaney just got caught where they were like, I'll just do it. I'll just do it. I'll just do it. Don't do that. Make everybody help. You know, and back in the day, I know they used to do the deal where I would go to Bob and say, hey, we need a group of, you got to take care of this game. Okay, I got you. You know, and it makes it a lot easier. But them guys worked their butts off, and they did a great job, and they put a lot of time in. And hopefully we can get everybody involved and help you out.
Yeah, and the committee we have, Ryan Tin and I co-chaired football concessions, and Jim Toby and Chad Fowler are co-chairing the basketball concessions. So it's not like, we're going to run year-round. Perfect. Trying to run concessions. So, and each of us was responsible for finding our groups for each game, and found out the other night they've got all the basketball games covered, girls and boys, including 50-50. So we're ready to run for the winter.
Good deal.
Though the weather didn't cooperate very much for the last two home games. No. Both of them could have been really good games.
Those could have been big.
The St. Henry game, we could have had 4,000 or 5,000 people there, and then and then we get 800 people there, and it just kind of puts a little damper on it. How about financially, the Booster Club? Where are we sitting?
The Booster Club's sitting in great shape. Joe Fowler is still our treasurer, and we'll be through June, which we're going to be looking for a treasurer, if anybody knows anybody. But financially, the Booster Club is sitting in really good shape. He's got all the accounts, down to the T on what every sport has, what we have in savings for different projects, and what we have available to us to use for expenses that just pop out of nowhere. So it's in great shape. Our next Booster Club meeting is Monday night. At the community room attached to the SAC at 8:00. So if you want the ins and outs, all the financials and everything that's going on, definitely start coming to the Booster Club meetings, because it's an active group. We're here to promote athletics within the village of Fort Recovery, and that's our number one goal.
So, what time's that meeting?
8 p.m.
Okay.
8:00 on Monday.
I got a couple texts here. This is from Kathy Etzler, says, need not be present to win. And that is correct.
That is correct. Yep.
So, and she also said, it's a great idea. Thanks to these guys for being so creative. Also need new blood and new ideas in Fort Recovery for fundraising. We appreciate their work. Thank you guys very much. From Mrs. Etzel, God love her.
Yep.
I got another one here. Says, okay, this one says, get Don Kemper to buy three of them.
Did his wife Amy send that over?
It is his anniversary.
It is his anniversary.
Yeah, 31 years. He ought to buy. Yep.
That'd be a great time to
see. Digger buys everything. God love.
Oh, yeah. He'll buy. He'll buy.
That's why he don't like listening anymore. Every time he listens, it costs him $100. That's right. So we got this, the idea of this baseball field, okay? And this is a baseball, and is it just strictly baseball?
Yeah, the baseball diamond has to be constructed from scratch. The softball diamond that's already there out at the middle school, the high school softball diamond, needs work. I mean, it's been, the maintenance has been kind of neglected. So, and with the way the rules work, you do one for the boys, you got to make sure you're taking care of the girls' side of the sport as well. So, once the money's raised, we'll be making, starting from scratch on the boys' baseball field, but, making improvements to the girls' softball diamond as well, and bringing that up too. So the whole complex as a whole will be the class of the MAC when it's all said and done. So.
Good deal. Well, that's really cool. And
Bob, you didn't ask the one question I figured you would ask.
Okay.
When he was talking about the facility. Mm-hmm. Is there going to be a press box, or is Dave going to have to build one again?
Now, the second floor of the concession restroom building will be the press box, divided right down the middle, so you can cover a softball game and a baseball game at the same time. If we would have games going on at the same time.
Good call. Yeah, so it's going to be centrally located for both. Yeah, that'd be neat.
Yeah, it'll be on the third base line for the baseball diamond and on the first base line for the softball diamond.
That's kind of what Crestview has up there.
Yeah.
Yep, very similar. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You guys, when you guys decided to do this and you looked at it, what was some other ideas as far as money wise? Did you fight over a $50 ticket? Did you, was the fighting the 50, or is the fighting that's 200, or what?
Well, it really is the number of tickets is what we fought over. We did fight a little bit over how much a ticket should cost, and that wasn't real bad. We started with 1,000, and then I slowly talked them into more and more, and we got to 3,000. So hopefully that goes good. This kind of come up. We started talking about different fundraisers to get this baseball field going, and you know, chicken dinners and a bowling thing, and you know, you can $5 or $10 the heck out of people.
Yeah,
and it just kind of drives you nuts. Yeah. So I can only eat chicken dinners every once in a while.
That's right. Every day.
Love chicken.
Chicken good.
Yep. So this idea is just a one-time event. We're not going to be banging on your door every couple weeks wanting another $10 out of you.
Yeah.
We're going to try to suck you dry once, I guess.
Hit you hard one time and get out.
Yeah, that's... Well, you know...
Well, you obviously... I mean, we're in a town of about 1,500, and we got to sell 3,000 tickets, so we're going to have to get this around.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, like you said, getting it out to some of these the businesses of Fort Recovery guys that are in other towns, and hopefully it's going to be a big deal.
On there it says proceeds are going to local, how does it stated on there? Local youth programs. This isn't all earmarked for the baseball program. We know we're going to have to give money elsewhere. Sure. Get other, you know, we have an email address. If you got something you want to try to get money for a local youth program, email it to us. We're, like I said, we're a committee of nine. So,
yeah,
we got to agree on something. But so don't feel like this is all going straight to the baseball field. But it's going to, for the first couple of years, it's going to take some hunks out of her. I'll say that. But so.
Well, I think it's really a cool idea, and
it sure is.
I think the people for recovery is, and like you said, there's a little buzz going on.
Yeah, I think you got them talking.
And because I don't think we've seen anything like this, and I think the whole weekend deal with the bands and the camping and bringing your community together is a wonderful idea. And you know, right before football season starts,
big bang start out football year.
That's exactly right.
It's going to be a great deal.
Yeah, anything you guys want to add in closing here?
Go to wowraffle.com, buy a ticket. That's a,
there you go.
You want us to, if you want to support the future of athletics and youth programs within Fort Recovery, that's what you got to do. So
can't say it any better than that, folks. I want to thank you guys for stopping up.
Sure, appreciate it, fellas.
Jay Garkey and Jonas Foot and little Jonas Foot. What's your son's name?
That'd be Jacob.
Jacob's got the best haircut.
He does got good, good lid.
And that lid is as good as it gets.
That's
right,
a good
there.
Lid.
Look at that smile, man. That's a, that's $1 million smile. We're going to take a break. We're going to wrap back. We're going to talk Indian football as we wrapped up the regular season with a big W over the Seattle Tigers.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. Love and feed.
Wait. What's for lunch? Wait.
Feeling hungry but don't want to make it yourself? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and they'll make it for you. They're now open every day. Whether it's their pizza, wings, salads, subs, or other sandwiches that you want, just let them do the work. And you don't want to miss their Friday lunch buffet with their famous pizza, wings, and salad bar from 11 to 1. Their Queen of Hearts drawing will be every Saturday afternoon at 3:30, so be sure to get out there and get your tickets for your chance to win. And now's the time to get your lanes reserved for birthday parties and other events. That's Miracle Lanes. Call them at 375-4274.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hotspot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The 2018 general election is coming up on Tuesday. Voters in the village of Fort Recovery and the voters in Gibson and Recovery Townships will all vote at the Fort Recovery American Legion. The polls will be open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. For all of us in recovery in Gibson Townships and the village of Fort Recovery, all state offices will be on the ballot this year, along with State Issue 1, proposing reduced penalties for crimes of obtaining, possessing, and using illegal drugs. Also on the ballot will be U.S. Senator, U.S. House of Representatives, State Representative, a County Commissioner seat, County Auditor, Justice of the Ohio Supreme Court, and Court of Appeals Judge. In addition to these contests, voters in the village of Fort Recovery will vote on the renewal of a tax levy for stormwater control expenses. Be sure to get out and vote on November 6th anytime from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Legion. Your opinion matters. Please vote November 6th. Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 6th, and once again, the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7 p.m., and carryouts will be available. The meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drinks. You can just stop by for your all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper, or you can get tickets ahead of time from any Trinity Lutheran Church member or at Fort Fitness. Tickets are only $6, and for kids 10 and under, tickets are only $5, and all proceeds will go to their local Friends in Need Fund. Don't miss the Trinity Lutheran's annual Election Day all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday, November 6th.
Hey, I need my Lutheran spaghetti tickets. Kathy Etzler, if you're listening.
Yep. You can just buy them at the door, too.
You can?
Oh, yeah.
Sure
yeah,
can.
Yeah.
Well, how do they know how much spaghetti to make?
They always make a bunch, and if they have extra, they just...
They're good to go.
Just freeze it, and
you going up?
Eat it later.
Yep. Janice got me covered.
God love Janice.
Yeah, she always covers me.
We note the passing of Randy Diller's dad.
Yeah.
What a great guy. And
good guy, absolutely. And,
I seen that on Facebook this afternoon.
Yep.
And, he put up a tough fight.
He did.
I know at the park board meeting last time, Randy was saying his dad wasn't doing very good.
Wasn't doing too good.
And our thoughts and prayers with Randy and Mary and the family. And
absolutely.
And a good old boy right there. If you guys all knew Mr. Diller, and I knew you don't get to see him as much lately, but
nope.
But when Tony
Randy
played,
was, I was going to say, when Randy Mandy was first played, here, they were here a lot. That was you, awesome.
Yeah, they loved to come to Fort Curry and watch their grandkids play.
Absolutely.
And rest in peace, Mr.
We'll miss
Miller.
Yeah, we'll miss him. That's
exactly right. Well, Fee, we've wrapped up the old base football season.
Football season's in the books.
Nice win Friday night.
Yeah, they needed that. And yep. Just like what we talked about, you know, get that little bit of a boost going into next year, and that'll get the boys in the weight room, I think. And they got to believe that, you know, a few breaks here and there could have been a different season completely. And you know, next year you just get them breaks and make sure they go our way.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it was funny to look at, you know, as I mean, you're pretty active on the social media scene and mm-hmm. and on our Twitter, you know, with you being baseball coach and everything. And we got a lot of them kids that follow us.
Yeah.
And then we, you know, and some of the things that them guys talked about, you know, the last time in the locker room and thanking everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the seniors. Man, if that,
that's class.
You're talking about classy
that's
kids.
Just really class act. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I loved it. Loved reading them yep. guys talking about thanking the fans and thanking their parents and
how wonderful their 4 years have
yeah,
been.
Yeah, that's you know, exactly that's just, right.
That's what it's all about. I mean, that's what Brent and the coaching staff's trying to do. You know, they always talk about you got to have fun. And you know, and I think that's what pretty much what Brent told them there last Friday night is just let's go out there and have some fun, fellas. And they did. They went out and they had a good time and won some, put up some points and yep. played a good game.
That's right. The Indians win it. What did it end up? 32-14?
32-14 sounds about right.
I think it was yep. something like that. Maybe 33 Indians roll. And a lot of guys played a big role in that game. And it was just a good one to end up on. Indians finished the season 4-6 and what could have been mm-hmm. a couple mm-hmm. inches, a couple plays.
Yeah, you look back at the season. And the nice thing, I mean, for us as fans, it was a fun year to watch. There was a couple games there, you know, where we weren't real competitive, but other than that, I mean, other than St. Henry Marion, really, the rest of the season was phenomenal.
It was.
I mean,
great games.
And I mean, we're on the edge of our seat of beating Coldwater for the first time ever,
yeah.
you know, and, you know, here's another bad break here and there.
Yeah,
just don't get any breaks in it. You know, I know you got to make your own breaks, which next year we're going to do.
Yep.
You know, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Brett, the coaching staff, they have to be fired up. I mean, they got a great nucleus coming back. You know, it's going to be tough to replace those seniors, but it seems like we always get it done. Somehow we get it done. You know, each year we bring these kids in here, and I think, man, how are we going to replace these guys? And the next group come up, and there's a kid that comes out of nowhere that's a phenomenal player and has a great season. And I just hope it just keeps working like that.
That's right. And it's all part of having a program. And the program The program is in pretty good hands right now, folks. And we've got a lot of good kids coming up. And speaking of programs, the Coach Patch and the Lady Indians got the balls out Friday. And
yep.
had their first official practice. And then the volleyball kids were supposed to, they had to show up Monday. It was their first practice. So they're two practices in. And reports I'm hearing is all good. And I'm sure that, you know how Coach Patch and Coach Vaughn is. I'm sure they're
Jones
fired up
right now. I guarantee it.
Yeah, that is exactly right. And we'll have Patchy up here, and I don't know if we can get him up next week. But you know, scrimmages, I'm sure we got scrimmage.
Well, yeah, it's going to, I mean, within the next week, I'd say for sure.
Yeah.
And if is Coach Patch sure he fired him up this Friday? Do they start?
I think they're a week behind, right?
Usually a week behind, and I think the girls started last Friday. So.
Yeah, but the games start a day apart. I'm not sure why. Maybe the girls are waiting till Friday to play the last day of November, and then the boys start the first day of December. So,
yeah.
I see the boys are playing at Finley University this year.
Yep, last game of the season against
Van Buren.
Yeah, against Van Buren, Tyler Niekamp's
team. Tyler's team. That'll be fun. That'll be a neat little trip for everybody.
Kill Tyler's team.
Okay.
Yeah. Tyler sucks.
Tyler?
No, I don't think he does.
Huh?
No.
And he had a pretty good team last year.
We killed him last year. How many win by?
Well,
three.
Well, I don't remember what it was, but you know they had some pretty good players that didn't play very well against.
Yeah, their big guys struggled, but
yep.
That was a good game, and that was districts. And yep. I'm looking
for some good players.
He
too.
Does absolutely.
He's going to have a nice program.
And
up
what
there
what
too.
Better place than Finley? That's Finley University. That's awesome.
Little place to have it.
Dumb.
Really? You should know. You go there 20 or 30 times a year.
No. I did see a lot of games there, though.
Yes, you did.
You've seen a few games in there.
A lot.
Yeah. So, Indians now
We say goodbye to football and fall sports, and
yep.
There's only one runner left, and that's Chloe Will. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Chloe Will.
Chloe's got
qualifies for the shoe in the regionals, and she's going to state this weekend.
She's got state this weekend,
and this is back to back.
Good luck, girl.
State appearances for Chloe, and what an awesome, awesome thing for that young girl. And
absolutely,
that's and awesome. A back to back state qualifiers. That's
pretty impressive. Good. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, and I'm sure I wish I would have got a little bit more information. I wish we could have maybe gave her a call a little bit. You know,
we could have had her call in.
But what we'll do is next week we'll make sure we get Chloe up here and
we'll talk to her. That'd be
talk
good.
To her and
see how her experience was this year.
Yeah, that's right. And
hopefully thank she her brings for, back some awards.
That's exactly right.
That'd be great.
That's a pretty cool deal.
That is cool.
Yeah. The guy on the other end there tonight, Reese Bob Rogers. Reese, how you doing?
Reese,
how you
doing?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. Welcome back. How's everything going? We miss you.
How's Muskegum?
It's not too bad.
Not bad? How's baseball? Doing anything right now? Or
not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot? You do any fall? Did you have any fall? You had a little fall ball going, fall. Didn't you?
Yeah.
I thought you did. I talked to your dad a little bit.
Pitch any?
Yeah.
How's the arm?
Not too bad.
Solid?
I mean, I threw harder this fall than I ever have, so.
Yeah. You couldn't strike me out.
Huh? You got a pretty quick bat.
Reese.
My money's on Reese, just to be real honest.
Yeah. Let's go up there right now. Cage on. They got the cage open?
Yep, we got it lit up. Let's go.
Is it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always up.
Is it?
Oh, you just put it down.
That's what we got to do.
Get a key, turn it.
We got bats?
Oh, yeah, we got bats in there. Plenty of bats.
How about balls?
Plenty loaded.
My shoulder's acting up.
A little tight?
Yeah.
All right.
I probably ought to hold off a little bit.
Well, he'll let you warm up as long as you want to.
We better bang gay that thing a little bit.
You guys act like I'm scared.
You shouldn't. I don't know about scared, but you're going to lose. You're going to lose your bet.
Reese?
Reesey?
Yep.
What'd you get Remy for her birthday?
I got her like a little seat thing that she can sit on, so.
Got her seat?
Well, like an animal toy, and then she sits on, like, there's a spot where she can sit and, like, look at the animal and stuff. So.
All right, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, boy. You guys have a birthday party?
Yep, Sunday.
Did she get cake everywhere?
Yeah.
Ooh, that first one's always awesome.
That first one is.
It is awesome. They get crap everywhere when they get that.
You can't beat that, number one.
No, that's awesome.
No. I agree 100%. What else going on, Fee?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nope. Now we got a little law here now. We got about a week or two.
A little law.
We got to wait till we get some scrimmages starting so we can go up and check them out.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Cleveland Browns situation and
Brownies. Ooh.
What happened?
Ooh.
I was glad you got canned. It was time to get rid of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I think the thing kind of imploded.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they... I felt like they... I just kept thinking the whole time that our offensive coordinator was going to be here, moved up to the coach. But I guess you can't really award a guy that has the worst offense I've ever seen.
Well, I mean, when you look at it offensively, they are averaging like 7 points more game than they did last year.
Yeah.
But I think what happened, and I don't know this, but yeah, I listened to like the Cleveland
sports talk stuff.
Something happened. Okay. So I'm saying that they fired you and then Dorsey met with Williams and he met with Haley.
Yeah.
And they come out of that meeting and Haley said, blank you. I am not working for Greg Williams. I'm going to be
the main man.
Yeah. And I say that they had a little
bit. You're probably thinking he's going to give it to him. And
yeah,
I don't think Dorsey's going to take any crap from anybody.
No, I don't think so either.
No. And I feel good about him. I feel like they've made good choices. His guys he picked up this year they're doing pretty good. You know, that the kid from Ohio State, I wasn't happy about that. I thought we blew up there, but I come to find out he's pretty dang good.
Yeah,
I mean, he's really good. And Baker's, I think Baker's the real deal too.
I do too. I love Baker Mayfield.
So I think, but after the game, I mean, half hour after the game, they had a thing on there saying something's going to happen between you and Haley.
Yeah.
You know, he's either going to take over, you know, but all of a sudden, next day, goodbye both of you. You're out of here. Well,
you threw Haley under the bus last week.
Yeah.
After the game. You said, if I get involved in calling the plays, I will.
Yeah.
And then this, then the week this prior to the Pittsburgh game, he said, "There's nothing wrong with me and Haley."
Yeah, we're fine.
You know, absolutely. You guys are trying to make a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I don't believe so.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I would say they probably both went in there and were, "I'm taking over." No, you're not. And Dorsey probably said, "You're both out of here. I've had enough of you."
Yep, I think so too.
But it'll be interesting to see what do they do. I mean, they haven't hired anybody, right?
Oh, I just ate a rotten beer nut. Oh, ooh, my that's God. Bad.
Ooh, that's bad.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Down he is. We get you every week, Bob.
Oh.
One bad one. Perfect.
I'm going down. Ooh, that was disgusting. 9 o'clock, top of the hour. We're going to take a break. We'll come back right back. We're going to talk Buckeyes, Urban Meyer. They get back at it with Scott Frost and Nebraska Cornhuskers at noon.
Saturday.
On Saturday. My wife was going to be at that game.
Ooh, cheer them on.
Yeah, that's right. Making eggs.
Making eggs.
What?
Don't ask. We'll be right back. Sports Talk. Bubba and Fee.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casual Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 200 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height, and the easy servicing and comfortable cab. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery to see the New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders. They're designed for hard work and demanding conditions.
Hi, I'm Laura Wenning with A Simple Touch, and I'm here with Maria Burns, Lifestyles Beauty, and Krista Mullenkamp from Sunshine Boutique. We're here from the Fort Recovery Merchants to tell you about one of the events we do. There's a First Thursday coming up. What can you tell us about that?
On Thursday, November 1st, we will be doing our first annual turkey drop at 8 p.m. Turkeys will be dropped from above into buckets in the parking lot between Sunshine Boutique and Amerigas. Tickets for these turkeys can be purchased if you want to win some goods.
So where do you get these tickets, and how much do they cost?
You can buy them at Tin Cupboard, Forget Me Not, Sunshine Boutique, A Simple Touch, Fort Recovery Insurance, Lifestyles Beauty, Kelly's Shoes, Kelp's Pharmacy, Cooper's Farms, Ace Hardware. The tickets are $1 for $1 or $6 for $5.
So what kind of things can we win?
Well, the biggest prize is the 50-50 raffle. We're trying to sell 1,000 tickets, so you can do the math there. Cooper Farms is also donating turkey rolls, and local merchants are donating either gift certificates from their stores or other items from their stores.
What else will be going on downtown that night?
Come on down to Shop the Fort, eat, drink some pop, and have a few beers. We will also have some surprise entertainment for you.
A big thank you to Cooper Farms and the Southwest Mercer Fire Department for their help with the first annual turkey drop on Thursday evening, November 1st, from 5 to 8 in downtown Fort Recovery during our first Thursday in the fort. Get your tickets early for the turkey drop at your local merchants.
You satisfy the hungry heart or Lord?
Heart.
Hungry heart?
Hungry Lord. Hungry? I don't know.
You satisfy the hungry.
Somebody will have it. I'll text you in a Lord, minute. Probably your wife.
Here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to do. Okay?
What do you want
to do? I want the church choir to have an hour sing after church.
All right.
Scoop. I don't know why I don't do that.
Little session?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to sing.
Sing the gospel song.
We'll take requests.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that if they do that, people sit around and watch that.
Oh, yeah.
You in or out?
Well, I got to get back for the rounds. Let's get her done fast.
I'm talking about once every month, the choir. Neil, you in or out?
Okay.
Have us sing a song.
Take requests, the church choir. Yeah. Won't you join the church choir?
Yeah, I'd be good.
You got a great pipes.
Yeah, good pipes.
Neil, you sing?
Church? Let's just put it this way.
Uh-huh.
I sing, but I'm not a singer.
A singer.
Well, nobody is, not for recovery. We don't have any good
Your
singers.
Your wife is.
Nope. No.
Okay.
No. I mean, she's...
You're wrong again, but go ahead.
No, I mean Take a real point. Singer.
I mean like a professional singer. Karen Myron.
No, she's not any good either.
So, okay, well, then I'm out. I got nothing.
Karen Myron? Way overrated.
And that's only two of about 50 that are really good singers. So if neither one of those suits you, I'm out.
Who is the best singer to ever come out of Fort Recovery?
Faye Morvilius.
The Morvilius House?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she was a professional opera singer.
Opera singer?
Oh.
Yeah, we can do that. He just got to put us in the right place.
No, I'm talking about people we know. Morvilius.
I knew Faye Hart.
No.
Yeah, I did.
How?
She was around when I was, till I was 20 or 30.
Neil.
Yeah.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. My mom once said that.
Okay.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I think that's so you don't put the emphasis on Jesus. You had Mary and Joseph.
There you go.
Yeah, and then it's just fine.
I think it is.
Okay.
Then you're praying.
Yeah.
You're not cussing, you're praying.
Okay.
Mom always said that.
Yep.
Well, it's good thinking, Jody.
God love mom.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, like, if I look at my lifetime, the top singers. Okay, so like, Jason Stallman, he would be...
He's pretty good.
The dude. And how about... There was Frankie Girl.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, forgot about her.
She used to sing in the old...
Candy Hart.
Candy Hart was very good.
Yes.
National Anthem. We're going back to National Anthemers.
Candy Hart sang National Anthem?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got lots of times.
Yeah, I think she did.
And Kristen Evans.
Who?
Paul Evans' daughter.
Yeah,
one that she's married to.
Yeah, but they're no good either. I'm talking about high techers.
Well, knock socks off.
Jason Stallman has to be.
Yeah, probably.
You know who else was a hell of a singer? I'm thinking back of the Joseph. How about that Wendell kid?
That Wendell kid?
Wendell kid.
There was a Wendell boy.
How long ago?
During Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoats.
Oh, I don't know. Oh.
Could be.
How about Brad Bupp? He was really good.
Hey, Joseph!
Bye-bye, Brian Bupp.
Say,
nope.
Team
And what are you
That's doing? Right. Brian Bupp could sing.
Oh,
He's one of the top five.
There's a closet good singers.
He's nowhere near as good as his brother.
Brian Bupp is the top five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to have that list. See, Rocker needs to have that. Top 10 singers ever come out.
I don't think Rocker ever knew Faye Morvilius, though.
Neil, are you serious?
He knew her. He lived a block apart.
Like Margot Hine was a good singer.
Probably. Good singer. I don't remember her singing, but I don't doubt that she was.
She used to be in all them plays with Joe.
Joe was in it. Joe could sing.
Joe's a pretty good singer.
Wendell. What was that Wendell kid's name?
I know you're talking
I have no idea.
I can picture him right now.
What Wendell family? Do you remember?
No.
We have a whole bunch of them.
St. Joe Road, I think. I wore my coat with golden lining. What was that kid's name?
No idea.
Kathy Etzler will know if she's listening. Kathy, please text in. What was the Wendell boy that was in Joseph and the Technicolor?
I remember it. I remember watching it.
He had a brother that played sports. Is it Wendell? Am I getting the right?
I don't know.
I don't know who we're talking about. I have no clue.
Can't think of it.
If nobody don't text me, and I'm going to be in a rage about this.
Because you're going to be up all night thinking about it.
I am.
Who is it?
I'm going to go home and watch it. I got the DVR.
Okay.
No, I think it was back then. It was probably the
VCR.
VCR.
He had a VCR.
Probably don't have a VCR player anymore.
I got one.
Do you?
I kept one.
You got a VCR player in you?
I got six of them, and then I'm worth. You want to buy them?
You can have them all. $1.
You ought to save them.
Six for $1.
For what? They don't work.
Someday.
Somebody will fix them.
Someday they'll just magically start working.
They're going to come back.
What is that Wendell boy's name? I can picture him.
Brad.
He was Joseph.
Yep.
Maybe his name was Joseph one.
No.
Oh. just a guess.
This is killing me.
Well, why don't you move on to something else and it'll pop in your head.
No.
It'll pop into your head.
Your wife would know.
If you
she
stop,
don't listen. She hates me.
If you stop thinking about it, it'll pop in your head in 2 minutes.
We're getting no dings.
No, I don't get it. What, is that, Neil, how many... Reese Bob, how many members we got listening?
Well, it's hard to...
We should have a membership.
Two.
Drive.
Membership.
Member drive.
Yeah, member drive.
For membership. What do you mean membership?
To be in a...
You're nobody unless you're listening to Bubba V.
Oh.
Bob and Tom do it.
We'll start paying people.
Okay.
To listen to it.
Which reminds people me. Give $1 to listen to our show?
You know, we have paid
a lot
them.
Of them would probably pay $1 not to listen.
We got to pay them.
I'm serious.
Speaking of that, I do want to throw something in here. We're
$1.
We're working on a thing where we might be able to.
We're not on probation anymore.
No. We might be able to live video stream our sporting events.
What?
With Fort Recovery Radio commentary.
How are you going to do that?
Well, Kurt Rammel has some things going on that we might be able to do that. Probably will not be ready for, almost for sure can't be ready by the beginning of basketball. Might be ready sometime during, but almost for sure ready by football. And eventually probably do all of football, basketball, and volleyball, and baseball, softball.
This is a ploy.
A ploy.
To get us third out.
Third.
I'm a conspiracy theorist.
It's a trap.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a trap.
So you got the flat earth thing down too?
And what's that Wendell boy's name?
Larry.
Larry. Larry.
Mike.
Brad.
Tim.
Brad. Keep
Jeff.
Going.
Jeff.
Henry.
Maybe it wasn't Wendell.
Okay, that really complicates things.
Now we're done.
Well, now we got to start naming all the last names, too.
Anybody else?
Mullenkamp.
It wasn't Marvelius.
Well, no, they didn't have any boys. They said Faye.
Figaro.
Is that opera?
Yep.
So, yeah.
I think I could have sang opera.
Yeah.
Probably. Not very well, but yeah.
How about you, Faye? Sang cars today?
I did not.
What's the problem?
I'm struggling.
It's all on one Saturday?
Got to.
Hello. Could be me.
Could be you.
Might not be. Don't know.
Never know. Tell.
Yeah. I bought a car there once.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't bring donuts up.
Oh.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Reese. You there?
Yeah.
How you doing, brother?
Not too bad.
Good. Buckeyes going to win Saturday?
Hopefully.
Buckeye's done.
No.
Can they turn this thing around?
I don't know. After that Purdue game, I ain't real sure what happened.
I'd have to say one out.
But I also was
Irvin's throwing. Got a cyst on his head.
Well, no wonder.
They got one out if they didn't have a chance.
I don't know, but last year I was in Indianapolis and Iowa beat the living crap out of us. Exact same thing happened this year. I'm thinking, what just happened? But we came back.
Who just ran over Purdue this last week, didn't?
Yeah.
Northwest or?
Somebody.
Michigan State.
Michigan State. We'll have a hard time beating Michigan State. At Michigan State. Who we got left? We got Michigan, Michigan State, Nebraska. And Minnesota, maybe?
No, we only got three.
There's only three or four?
Yeah, no, three. We're 7-1, right? Play 11.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Maybe not. I thought we got Nebraska, Michigan State, Michigan.
I thought we had Minnesota still.
What are we going to do? The math?
Nebraska.
There he is.
Or Maryland, maybe.
Nebraska, Maryland, Michigan.
Maryland.
Where's Maryland at?
Home.
How about they fired their coach today? They reinstated him last night, fired him today.
Fired him today.
Something's screwed up there.
That's a little weird. Yeah.
I think what happened was the people spoke.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they were going to have a big fire the coach deal. And
yeah.
The president said, the board of regents reinstated this DJ Durkin. And
yeah, you're hearing me.
The president said he's out.
About the same thing as Trestle.
Trestle Ball.
Gotta go.
Gotta go. About the same thing as Spencey.
Yep. Gotta go.
Gotta go.
Gotta yep. go.
Neil, what are you going to do now? You don't have nothing going on for a while.
Take a nap.
Ooh. Huh?
Well, gotta get.
Naps are good.
Gotta get the basketball schedules figured out, which games we're going to broadcast, which ones were.
Vore Racing Report still going on?
Nope. Their season is over. Their last one was 2 weeks ago.
They took a break, too.
Or last week.
Is the practice squad still going?
Oh, yeah.
Practice squad's on.
What do you mean? Why would they be done? They were
they suck.
No, they don't. That's really good. They're fine.
No. We're show on Fort Curry Radio.
That's not what you said when you called in a couple
breakfast
weeks ago.
Breakfast and Bill? Is that coming back? Or
I don't think so. That's you're asking the wrong person there.
Could it come back?
Rocker's in.
Well, if Bill says, yeah, we're in. You probably have to do a disclaimer every 3 or 4 minutes, but.
We got to bring something back. We got to have a morning show.
Okay. Special.
Stop in.
We might have them in as a special.
Special?
Yeah. Rocker Bill coming in.
Got a thing I hear on Facebook. It's an hour old. Willie McCovey passed away.
Willie McCovey. The Big Hurt.
He wasn't the Big Hurt.
He wasn't the Big Hurt.
Big Hurt was like Mike or Thomas.
Thomas.
Willie McCovey.
Yep. He was a big
McCovey
something.
Cove.
McCovey Cove.
Yeah.
That's right.
Big left hand.
80 years old.
Willie McCovey was not 80.
Well, 1938 to 2018.
That's 70.
Well,
70.
Here's what it says. It is with great sadness we announce that Hall of Fame Willie McCovey passed away peacefully this afternoon at the age of 80 after losing his battle with ongoing health issues.
Here's my question. Passed away peacefully, yep. What are you going to say? Passed away.
This guy was
madder than hell. Willie McCovey passed away madder than hell.
I'm going down.
That's what I want. Evil. That is what I want in my obituary.
Yeah. Yep.
Bob Stauger passed away today.
Screaming.
And he was just absolutely in a complete Kool-Aid coma.
He was in a rage. He didn't want to get
out.
Yep.
I mean, I don't understand. Passed away peacefully.
It probably means that he wasn't in a huge amount of pain.
No, I'm going to be in a lot of pain. I'm going to say,
well,
Bob Stauger just went down.
He was in a rage.
His feet hurt. His head hurt.
Never had such a headache.
He was just in a rage.
Still complaining when he
yeah
his last breath.
Thank God that grouchy bastard shut her down.
Mid sentence, he is crooked.
Yeah,
he went down.
I don't get that. Reese, talk to me.
About what?
I don't know.
There'll be a lot of likes on that Facebook when you.
How about it's supposed to rain all day today? Didn't rain any.
Nope. Yeah, drizzled a little bit here and there.
Do the weathermen have a clue?
No. I think the rain probably was south of us. I think is what.
No.
Okay then. Never mind then. I didn't.
Weather Underground. What do you listen to?
I just heard some stuff on the.
No, I mean, what's your stupid radio thing you look at? The weather guy.
Oh, I haven't looked at it for a week, but it's
Weather North or something.
No, it's Dark Sky.
Dark Sky. Isn't that Batman?
I don't know.
I'm Batman. Batman. Who was the guy that played Batman? Said I'm Batman.
Mm. Michael.
Keaton. Possible light rain starting in 15 minutes, Bob.
There we go.
There goes a big truck. Mm-hmm. This is the loudest building.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like the trucks are going right through here.
We do.
Neil.
We got no insulation.
What's that?
Sounds like trucks going right through the building.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yep, some of them do.
Like Reese, Muskegon, how's your school
frogs.
Going?
A lot of frogs.
Not too bad.
Class is hard, class is easy.
Not too bad.
Not bad? What are you studying?
Occasionally.
Going, what are you doing, bud?
Special education.
That boy, that boy. Oh,
that's perfect.
How about hot chicks?
Not really.
Muskegon. Lie.
A lot of them running around over here. Girlfriend ain't listening to any of
it. She absolutely is not listening. Had you had a date up there yet?
With her up there?
No. With any girl from Muskegon?
No.
Why?
Because he has a girlfriend here.
Yeah. Ah.
Two ports.
Yeah.
Girl in every port.
First of all, the girl that you date now is way too good looking for you.
Thanks.
I mean, seriously. This girl's cute as 10 speckled puppies.
She is cute as a button.
She dates Reese Bob. You ever listen to us up there anymore, or you done?
Yes, I listen to you every week.
How come you never text us?
Call us in, baby. You got to get a call in. Big Reese coming in. What's going on?
Hey, how come you never text us? Hey, from this Reese, hey.
Doesn't like you.
Huh? Well, when you had my sister on, you acted like I was non-existent, so.
Yeah. You did kind of diss him a little bit.
He did get
I would never do that to Reese.
Well, you did.
No.
Okay.
I don't think Reese heard us right.
Misunderstood.
I think so, too.
Yeah, if I had a little time, I'd get it out of the archives.
But Neil,
it'd take me a little too long. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Nobody's listening because nobody knew what that Wendell boy's name was. That makes me mad.
Probably. You're not even sure if it's a Wendell's.
I'm going to call it Wendell. Sure. Hang on.
I got a picture of him. I can know it.
What are you doing there?
Calling Jody.
Oh.
Oops. You're live on the radio.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun. What was the Wendell boy who was Joseph and
Technicolor.
Technicolor. John?
No. Wasn't John Wendell. Was his last name was a Wendell or not?
Yeah. Well, he was real tall, dark hair.
Yep, dark hair.
John?
Hmm.
You don't know? I don't sound right, does it?
Sound right.
Jason.
Jason
no.
Wendell?
Jason Wendell.
I don't think it was Jason.
Josh.
No.
Java.
Who?
Jiminy.
Jiminy. We can't. We've been thinking about this for 15 minutes. We have not talked about one thing but who he is. Nope.
Sports talk's on hold till we figure out who this guy is.
Jeez.
If he's listening, okay. Call in.
I'll figure it out and I'll let you know.
All right.
Hey, if he's listening, what's his name?
Jiminy.
What do you mean, if he's listening, what's his name? We don't know his name. That's
if that guy's listening, that was the lead of Joseph,
yeah.
call in. 419 Hastings Hotline.
Hotline.
516-0702 Hastings Hotline.
Sizzling.
We don't have Troy Hillman listening anymore.
Troy, the chicken.
The chicken dropped
always
us.
Got a, we were hot when we had the chicken.
Neil, the ratings are plummeting right now. What are we going to do to save us?
Stop talking about the kid that you don't know his name. That'll be a start.
A good start. That help.
let's talk about some other stuff we don't know.
Oh, shoot.
Let's take a break. Bring it back, sports talk.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a work.
Everything is going just great, then. Or,
you're doing a great job, Jenkins, but you're fired.
Some things are unexpected, but one thing we always know, winter is coming. So plan for what you know is coming and get a Reasoner Energy Furnace Safety Checkup. For only $79, you can get a thorough inspection, uncover any problems, and get expert advice from the area's most trusted professionals at Reasoner Energy. Plan for what you can, and good luck with the rest.
Honey, you better sit down for this.
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Gore's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Gore's, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Gore's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Gore's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery Local Schools will be hosting a Veterans Day program on Monday, November 12th in the elementary middle school auditoria. The program will begin with breakfast being served at 9 a.m. and closing remarks around 10:45 a.m. The program will consist of performances by the third grade class, along with some individual high school band and choir performances, as well as student speeches and a video production. All veterans, senior citizens, and their spouses are welcome to attend. Please call Sarah Mormon at the elementary school office at 375-2768 by Friday, November 2nd, and make your reservation so they'll know how many people to plan for. All veterans and senior citizens are invited to attend. If you know some local veterans and senior citizens, be sure to let them know about the Veterans Day program in the auditoria at the elementary school on Monday, November 12th from 9 to 10:45 a.m. Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 6th, and once again, the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7 p.m., and carryouts will be available. The meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drinks. You can just stop by for your all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper, or you can get tickets ahead of time from any Trinity Lutheran Church member or at Fort Fitness. Tickets are only $6, and for kids 10 and under, tickets are only $5, and all proceeds will go to their local Friends in Need Fund. Don't miss the Trinity Lutheran's annual Election Day all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday, November 6th.
Let's go.
We're back. Sorry. We were.
Veterans Day is coming up.
Yes.
Yes.
11th? November 11th?
Yeah.
Yep. School's having a thing on Monday, the 12th, for veterans and senior citizens.
Perfect.
I love that. The school gets involved in that.
Yep.
Town still do all the give them free meals?
A lot of places are. But. What generally happens is back when we, as the Lions Club, went around all the restaurants and said we'll pay for the veterans' dinners.
Right. I knew we did.
We wanted to do that, and we had maybe one place that would let us pay for a couple of them because they would go ahead and pay for them. So, yeah,
that makes sense.
And then some of the veterans wouldn't even say anything. So
yeah.
It's a thing, and it's a really good thing, but a lot of the veterans don't utilize it, and the restaurants take care of it. So
the veterans are a different breed of people than what we have now.
Yep.
They don't want to. They're just unbelievably wonderful people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just love them. I absolutely love them. Breaking news.
More breaking news.
William McCovey's alive now?
No.
He's back.
Beck Werkamp. I love Beck Werkamp. She just looked in the church book. Mm-hmm. Jason Wendell, and he had a brother named Michael.
Michael and Jason. I'll be damned.
So I was right.
He was good.
Yep, that was one of the names you pulled out.
He was good.
Jason Wendell. Ain't that something?
That was good.
I remember Mike.
So Mike was the athlete.
Yep.
I remember a Mike Wendell, but I don't remember much about him. I don't remember which family that was.
Jody Stalker, Jason Wendell is correct.
Correct.
If he's listening.
I'm sure he is. Why wouldn't he be?
Facebook stalk him.
Okay.
Facebook stalk.
I'm going to put him in here. Let's see what we got.
My wife will.
She a stalker?
Oh, geez. Massive.
Jason Wendell. Wendell. Got it.
Indianapolis.
That's him.
That's him?
Yep.
He's playing a guitar.
Yep.
Jason Wendell, friends of Greg Schmitz and Amy Benn.
And Jenny Smith and Tony Lefevre. Tracy Evers, Wes Curtis, Stacy Rammel, Jackie Leverett. And more.
Well, that's unbelievable.
So he had.
And Kerry Stugler.
So was he in their class when Renee and him?
Well,
I bet he was.
I bet he was, yeah. Well, that's awesome. We know who he is. We stalked him.
And we put him in the top five singers in Fort Recovery. That was the beginning.
He's top five singer Fort Recovery.
Yeah. That was our beginning. Who's the best singer?
Yeah.
And he was one of them, but we didn't know who he was.
He's married to Aaron Ingram.
Aaron.
E-R-I-N, Aaron Ingram.
Hey, he top five.
Lives in Indianapolis.
He was good.
Top five.
Very good. Top five.
And in his,
who was the minor girl that sang all the time?
Megan.
Megan.
Was it Megan or was it?
Megan could sing. Yeah, I don't know if she's top five.
Minor girl was very good too.
Yep.
I don't know if she's top five.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty good.
Tori Vaughn.
Jason Wendell in his hobbies lists listening to sports talk on Fort Recovery Radio as one of his hobbies.
That is one of his hobbies?
Yeah.
I thought maybe. That's what it was.
I may have made that.
Another one. Rotten peanut. Ah, I'm done. That one threw me off the edge. Hand me that can of Raid.
Raid.
Whatever that is over there.
Spray the Raid in there.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So we had our loyal listeners come through in the clutch for us.
Yep. Yes. As always.
See, we do have people listen.
Yes.
Yep.
Neil.
Yep.
Few.
Anyway, if we have we're going to charge $1 to listen to us.
Dollar.
What are you going to do with the money?
We're going to donate it.
Well, and why don't we just wait till Christmas and let them give us $20 or $50 bucks or $10 bucks or whatever.
This is different.
Okay.
We want to be a club. I want to have a Bub and Feed club.
Join the club. Like the Mickey Mouse club.
Yeah. It'll be Mickey Mouse, all right.
Reese, would you join it? Would you pay $1?
Sure.
See? We reached joint. Neil, would you?
Our first
I'd probably charge $1.
We got
$1. $1.
Yeah, I'll pay $1.
And you can be like, we'll send you gifts.
If I get to be president of this club, I'll pay $2.
No, but I mean, like, we have hats.
I don't want a hat. Okay, I'll get a hat if you wear a hat.
How about shirts?
Okay. Will they have pockets?
We'll have that design that Cole Hall made up.
Perry
Hall. Yep. His too. His design.
Yeah.
Cole's on the back. Perry's on the front.
Cole Perry, front rear.
Neil, is this going somewhere? You see anything
big?
No, I don't see it anywhere. But yeah, I'm in.
We'll have a.
And I'll wear a hat if you wear a hat.
At basketball.
Yep.
Oh, my.
They're always looking for one. Everybody wear our shirts.
Yep.
Yep.
That'd be big.
No, we'll put them on the seats.
They make them wear them.
Yeah, like they do at NBA games.
Yep, everybody,
you ever been to a game where you got a shirt?
Yep. Or,
yeah. Tom and Tess, call them right now.
Yep.
So much they charge us to make 1,000 shirts.
Make up 500 shirts.
500? We always have 1,000.
Here. Costs $5,000.
Uh-oh. Another listener.
We got a listener.
Well, you gotta help pay for that, Neil.
I got my $2 in.
Kathy Etzler, Jason Wendell was correct. God love Kathy Etzler.
All right. Well done.
So now we know.
Oh, everybody's back.
Ross Homan.
All right.
Troy.
But it's not Whoops. Troy, but it's Ross.
Browns hire a new kicker.
Did they really?
Kobe Wendell?
No. Nope.
He'd probably do better than any of them. Okay. You're not even allowed to tell us?
Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Well. And he'll do better than the first two guys we've had. Anyhow.
Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan kicked the ball.
That ain't even funny.
That ain't funny. That's bad.
Browns kicker is unbelievable. How can that guy have a job?
I don't get it.
That extra point he kicked the other day. He missed that
12 feet. It was unbelievable.
No, it didn't even start. It went over the left guard's head.
That's like, what's he doing?
He'd kick it to one of his friends in the stands, probably.
Oh, my God.
Didn't make any difference in the game, so he kicked it to one of his friends. Down.
We're all fired up.
Yeah. Extra point sideways. Where do we get these?
How
guys?
Do we put up with this as Browns fans?
Oh.
We got Kansas City this week.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I don't either.
Kansas is going to kill us.
You can't. You can't not be a Browns fan now. You've been in this long.
You can't get out.
You can't get out. It's unbelievable. Jenny Smith could make them.
Shirts.
Jenny Smith, why?
They have a business also.
For Bub and Fee shirts.
Jenny Smith makes shirts?
No, they have a company, yeah.
What's the name of them?
I don't have that in my head right now because that's even more elusive than the Jason Wendell.
But Jenny Smith, the sings?
I don't know if she sings, but...
Wasn't she in the...
Tim Smith's...
Yeah. She's in there.
They make shirts?
Yeah. They have a business, yeah. Which I can't think of the name of it, but yeah. They're in the back of the beauty parlor down there where Ron May Plumbing used to be. They just moved in down there, or getting ready to move in. I can't remember.
Ron May ain't there anymore?
Ron May hadn't been there for 3 years, Bob.
You been calling him?
Ron May. He ain't in business anymore.
Well, he might fix something. He doesn't have that shop anymore.
I'll be.
Wow.
Mayberry ain't that old. He can't retire.
I didn't say he retired. I'm pretty sure he's still doing
65.
His poultry barn.
Yeah, he probably does. Yeah. He's got that. I want to buy that.
What, his poultry barn?
Lock? No, store and lock.
Store and lock. You may lock.
Yeah. I got to change name.
Yeah. You Bob Lock.
You Bubba Lock.
You Bob.
You Bubba Lock.
He's Stugler Lock.
Bubba and Fee. You want to in or out?
Yeah, man. Bubba Fee Lock.
Bubba Fee Lock. And Neil, you want to buy?
No.
Think about it. Let me know.
Bubba and Fee's pile it in.
Reese, you in or out?
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on, Reese.
Okay,
come on. Let's us four buy it.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Reese?
I could probably fill it all up.
Reese, you in or out?
Out.
Oh, Reese! Ooh,
that hurt.
I'm in. Hurt. I'm in.
Reese, let's close our eyes.
Imagine it.
5 years from now, where's Reese at?
In charge of the Fee Bubba Reese Lock.
You coming home?
With a keychain on it with 19 keys.
What if he goes pro?
He still has to have a home.
Yeah.
Can you see yourself growing old in Fort Cover, Ohio?
Yes, I can.
Attaboy.
I love that guy.
Attaboy.
I love him.
That's a good answer.
That's a great answer.
I like it.
Can you see yourself owning this radio station?
Neil gives it to it.
Hey, I'm going to die someday.
Peacefully, I hope.
I kind of hope so, too. I'll probably be ranting and raving, too.
Neil Spencer passed away today. A raving lunatic.
He was going crazy.
And nobody will doubt that.
Somebody unplugged him. What?
Nobody will doubt that.
Yeah. No, pull my cord, boys.
All I want is electricity.
Yeah, that's it. I got nothing else. We got anything next week?
Nope.
I thought you had Coach Patch coming.
We got to get Chloe Will up here.
Yep.
We at least have her call in.
Yeah, at least have her call in.
Who's our cross-country coach?
Ooh.
Reisner. Reisner.
Christy?
Diller.
Is she?
I think.
No idea.
I think she's helps, but I don't think she's a head coach. Maybe she is.
Who's our... There's another lady. Who was there? Starts with an M.
Mrs.
Shell Stallman.
No.
She was.
Her husband did it for years, and now she's a cross-country coach.
Ooh.
God, you guys don't know nothing.
Well, and you do?
I know it starts with an M.
Moody?
Moody.
Moody?
Yeah.
He sells cars now.
No. Mrs. Moody is our cross-country coach. Moody's on his
sale. Kylie Moody.
Is our cross-country coach.
Yep.
Kylie is?
Yeah.
Yep. Guess who our bowling coach is? You're right.
Is it Corey this year?
Yep.
Corey?
I thought it was like Fred Eisenbry.
Fred?
Fred.
Well,
I don't think.
Fred Eisenbry boy.
Bobby.
Yeah. Bobby. Yeah. In or out?
He was there for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Corey took over.
We got like 900 bowlers.
I heard we got a million bowlers.
We ain't gonna have a basketball team next year.
Nope. Everybody's bowling. Everybody swimming. Bowling.
Swimming. The Eels come out.
Eels are about ready to go, too.
Yeah.
I'll get Mindy up here again.
Doesn't swims go the same time basketball?
Yeah.
We ought to have a good team.
Yeah.
Fort Camp ain't running, though.
No. She ain't doing it?
Nope. She's playing basketball full-time.
Full-timer?
Guess we'll be running. She'll be swimming.
Might be swimming a little bit. She running. She ain't going to go very far.
It's real slow running in the
Not
pool.
Not very good in the pool.
If they let her run along the side, she'd probably win every
She's
one of them.
She's going to win every race.
Can you run faster than you swim?
Yes. I can, and I would say almost everybody can.
Probably not me.
Probably not.
I'll run you.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Your phone dead?
Dead. I got no friends.
None. That's probably somebody challenging a swimming race.
Jody's listening wide open now.
All right.
Now she's in.
She's sound asleep. I woke her up. Now she can't. Now she can't turn off.
Questions. What are you guys doing now? What's yeah. this?
Jesus, dude, this leave us alone.
What do you mean to leave us alone?
You're bugging us. We're on live.
I don't think
we're live.
I don't think that's the way you ought to speak to your lovely wife and one of our loyal listeners.
Loyalist. But she's not a. She's not. When you talk about a good singer, she's an okay singer. In the realm of singing,
singing.
Well, okay.
Who's the one? Who's the one? Chick that always comes home at Christmas and sings in the choir.
Casters.
Oh, that's she's pretty
she
good.
She sings the...
Which one, like one of Carl and Kathy's?
Yeah.
I don't know which
she
one
that is. She can sing that one
she
song.
Can, she can light up that one song.
Yeah. The Bells or something.
Pretty good.
First Noel.
No. I don't know. Silent Night?
Nope.
Nope.
Jingle Bells?
No, it's
jingle
a big
bell,
one.
Jingle Bells.
It's
jingle
one everybody bell sings.
For, nope.
No. Drummer Boy?
Nope. Keep going. What's the one she sings? And everybody sings it.
I don't know.
Plum, bum, plum.
That's the drummer boy.
Oh, no. Ain't
come, they told me, by rubber bum, bum.
Ain't it.
Ain't it.
It's the one everybody sings, Neil.
I don't sing it.
There's 30 ones that everybody sings.
No, this White is
Christmas.
The big one. Nope.
That's Bing Crosby. Green Christmas.
God dang it.
Santa Claus coming to town.
No. What is that song? I love that song. I'm going to start singing real loud.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
She sings it every year.
I think I have it here, Bob.
Twasn't one and I.
Twasn't I? No. Before Christmas?
No. That is not the song we sang.
That's what it is. She's really good at it.
Oh.
I see more swine than squealers.
Squealers.
What is that?
Pretty sure that was it.
Our church is a little different than yours, Neil. We don't have Seymour on Christmas Eve. Everybody's got candles.
Good tradition.
Candles.
Wait a minute. Here it is. Yeah, I guarantee
somebody it's not. Way in a manger.
No, it ain't a way in a manger, Jesus. Lies.
Yes, Jesus is exactly.
Oh, holy night.
Oh, holy night.
Thank God Jody was still listening.
Hey, I sang that.
What?
Yeah.
What? When?
Yeah. Well, I was sixth grade.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, solo.
You sang Oh, Holy Night?
Mrs. Agler cried. She loved me.
Mrs. Agler did? Yeah. I loved that lady.
She loved me. Oh, that was so pretty.
Let me hear a bar.
Can't do it.
Why?
Because balls dropped.
Is that her?
No, this is Fee.
No, that's
you
Lori.
You the sixth it. Grade. You take my sixth grade play.
This song makes me cry.
Okay.
That's not a very good version.
It's going 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, just... slow it down. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. We got live. Hello, you're live on Sports Talk.
It's Lori Kesters, and it's Oh Holy Night.
That's what we got. Neil just played it.
Yeah, we just had it.
He's saying it.
Ah, okay. All right.
Are you done bugging us?
I'm done bugging.
All right.
She's in the show right now. I love it.
She's Mrs. Asleep? Agler's cried when you sang it?
Yeah, she loved me.
How many verses did you sing?
Two.
Did you really?
It's long. It's shaking a lot.
Did you know it all, or did you have a paper?
No, I had it. I knew it.
What happened to your musical group?
Suzanne Merlin loved me, too. She was in Polly Wally Doodle all day.
Polly Wally Doodle. Polly Wally Doodle all day. That's King Michael Cole here.
That's not King Cole.
Michael Blue.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
It is the night of the dear Saviour's birth.
How about Johnny Mathis? What's he? He's a. He's got a good.
Yeah, Christmas. He had a.
He's saying.
Yeah, it was a peppy one, but.
Who sang Oh Holy Night for a Christmas show?
Mm.
Didn't somebody sing it? Didn't that little whirling girl?
Might have been.
Mm.
Made me cry.
Might have been.
She did make me cry.
Gotcha.
Got me.
Gotcha. That's a good one.
Is that your favorite Christmas song?
I don't know.
When's a Christmas open house?
11th.
Neil, let's do something.
Yeah.
Neil.
We'll sing. Let's sing along.
What are we going to do? You got to be open. You're in town.
Well, we're going to be, I'm going to be here, but.
Let's do something.
Like what? What could we possibly do that would make things?
We're going to sing Christmas songs.
Oh my. OMG.
And people come in, they get to sing with us.
And we give them a t-shirt from our club.
Yeah.
That's Johnny Mathis. Johnny Mathis is dead.
Yeah.
Doorknob.
Is he?
Yep.
I do love Christmas.
I do too.
Huh?
I do too.
I mean, I'm ready. It's November.
Chestnuts roasting. That's what I was
thinking. That's Nat King Cole.
That one is that and White Christmas alternate between being my all time favorite song.
Bing Crosby's the best. Ever.
White Christmas with Bing.
Bing's pretty
number one.
Yeah.
Neil, you in or out?
Well, I like it. Well, I mean, yeah, I'll be here. Yeah.
Let's have singers.
We'll sing.
Well, we're going to have the high school show choir strolling the streets singing.
I say we have Bill sing.
Oh boy.
Hey, Neil.
Yes.
We're going to do something
big.
Open house.
Okay.
We can't just be here. That ain't going to do us no good.
We.
Yeah, me and you. I'll be here.
We're in.
Bye, me.
Okay.
Should we be on the air?
Yeah.
No. We're gonna be playing regular Christmas songs through the town speakers.
Can you get on town speakers from here?
Not yet.
Hook us in.
Well, I can't.
Then you have people walk in.
Chuck has to get the wires are across the street at the other studio. That's where we ran everything from.
Chuck and he can bring in anything.
Let's go. Chuck don't even care anymore.
Yes, he does. He just doesn't care about you. He cares, but he doesn't care about you.
How come he never comes up?
Because he doesn't like you.
He don't like us.
I love
doesn't
Chuck.
Doesn't like me. Oh, well, you
Chuck dropped.
Earlier you said he was dumb.
I hate Chuck. I love Chuck, but
yeah,
he's not as smart as everybody thinks he is.
Mm. Really?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else?
Probably isn't going to be able to get us to
what
the moon.
What time is it?
10 o'clock.
Jeez.
Florida 10.
That's a fast show.
What's a fast show?
We talk sports like that. It goes fast.
We should do that one.
Yeah, you got to try it.
We'll try some sports ones.
Instead of 25 minutes trying to find Josh Wendell.
Jason.
Yeah, that's what I meant. No wonder we couldn't find him.
Did we find him or not? We're going to have him on the air.
Yeah, we're bringing him in.
I'm calling him next week.
He's singing.
Amy Benn's his friend.
Oh, yeah. Super.
How about a spread in Portsy's Ashes Sunday?
That's classic.
That's good.
That's great.
That's classic.
Bill had a hayride out. He got his hayride from the campground. We piled in there like gypsies. About 80 of us in there.
I see you had 100 of you in the house.
I had my monkey hat on.
Looked good.
Thank you.
Jack's scary guy. Or Bill's scary guy.
Very scary. Very scary. We had a great Halloween. I love it. Kids get into it.
They should be trick-or-treating tonight.
Halloween night?
I think.
Beggar's night.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah, let's burn something. Help to make
the season bright. Doobie.
Hey, we got the Christmas decorations up.
Oh, yeah.
When did they put them up?
Monday. So I'll put them up. Or one
big
minute.
Jerry
did that.
Awesome.
And I think Jerry Guggenbiller.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yep.
Solid.
Come with that.
Very solid.
Santa.
Now, how long can you play these for? As long as you want?
I'm not sure. We played them a little longer before, but
that's a beautiful song.
I wrote White this Christmas. Song. This isn't White Christmas.
White Christmas.
Yeah.
No, this is a Christmas song. Chestnuts Roasting on the Open Fire. Merry Christmas to you.
Roasting.
14 different titles for it, but Mel Torme wrote it.
Mel Torme.
Yep. Velvet Fog.
The Velvet Frog.
Fog.
Not frog.
Frog.
No.
Ribbit.
Mel Torme, he was on Seinfeld.
Night Court. He's been on Night Court, too.
Yeah. Somebody buy Mel Torme's torpedoes vehicle or something? On Seinfeld?
On one of them, yeah.
Mel Torme! Yeah. I got nothing else. I mean, it's been a riveting show.
Man, get you. Man, get you. We'll be back hard next week.
Ain't no wonder we don't have any listeners. Show sucks.
We got no sports. We got to get some sports.
What do we do when there's no sports, folks?
Talk about singers.
Wow.
We talk about singers.
We got to have it next week. We'll have a top 10 list.
Top 10 list.
Of what?
We'll come up with it. Put it up on Twitter.
So now you're copying the practice squad.
They have a top 10 list?
Well, they do a...
Top 10 athletes.
They do a draft.
We got 4.0, our... Hey.
Or 10.0. Yeah. There'll be 11.0.
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
Holly Stein.
Yep.
Tiff Garkey.
We'll have them on sometime. That's
two pretty good
ones. Absolutely. We'll get them two in here.
I love them both.
Be good. Hard to believe they were coached by Jeff Reisner, you, and Pat Niekamp.
Thank you very much.
How the hell did they ever get to Hall of Fame?
Serious right now or not?
Are you kidding?
About ready to fight?
What the hell?
About ready to throw down 4K radio. That'd get our ratings up.
You guys were kicking ass in fifth and sixth grade.
What is our rating? Do we have like a ratings?
Actually, there used to be a guy that would send out ratings of the internet shows.
And where are we at?
Oh, we were always number one because we're only on the internet. So all our listeners listen on that. We blew everybody out of the water because everybody
else. Is this a podcast?
I think maybe technically it is, but I don't know. I don't know the technical
stuff. So if somebody asked us, we were a podcast.
We had a podcast last night.
I think that might be the technical term for it, but I don't know.
We are on a podcast.
We're big.
And we're going to sell shirts and dollar memberships.
Yeah.
I bet we can get.
How much for the shirts?
We're giving them away.
Okay.
Al McCoyle buy one.
He loves us.
He likes us.
What do you think of that?
Digger. How about Digger? We get Digger on.
Digger don't let he don't care about
He's
us.
He's coming anymore. Over.
Nope.
That's it.
He ain't allowed.
He's making love tonight.
He is. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Diggs. 31 years ago.
Believe that. Wait a minute. I got another. Let's see what I got here. Ross Holman did have the text message of the...
That was a classic.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yep.
He did it, dang.
That is. I want to thank everybody for listening. Thanks for the wow guys coming up here.
Wow guys, we're good. That's going to be neat. Buy it your is. Ticket. Don't get shut out.
How many are you going to buy?
I'll buy a few.
Split one?
Yep.
Yeah, how are you going to split the golf cart? How are you going to split a gun?
The gun. He's got guns. You got guns?
Nope.
You don't have any guns either? That's what we'll win.
Yeah.
A damn gun.
Then you'll have one.
Tommy gun.
Reese, you ever shot a gun?
No.
Me neither. Neil?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Us four should buy one. I guarantee you with a gun.
Couldn't hit anything.
Yeah.
We couldn't hit the IGA from here.
No.
With a gun.
And I guarantee you when we win that gun, the next prize will be $5,000.
Yeah. No doubt.
Or the 25. That wouldn't be the
I
next
I want to be the guy that's down there everybody's booing because they pulled me out four times.
That would be perfect. I want to be the most hated guy in Fort Recovery that night. It's not awesome. Whether you win or lose. It's how you play the game.
How you play the game.
It's buying tickets, supporting the community.
Yes.
Vote yes for the Sherwin Levy.
Yes.
Jack had a great guest on there today.
Jack had a great guest tonight.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
We'll see you next week.
It's 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Not quite.
Pretty close.
Bye.
The Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.